Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Well, we end in brief conversation with the return of celebrated local saxophonist Don Vino. If you remember our previous interview, you probably recall some of the details, that he grew up in Elsie's River, that he is a multi-instrumentalist, actually started out playing the banjo before switching to the trumpet and then discovering the true love of his life, the saxophone, at the age of 15. He's played all over the world. He has worked and supported the likes of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Jonathan Butler, Kurt Whalum and more. And he is known for playing across a wide variety of genres with a very broad repertoire that pleases a very wide audience. Delighted to tell you that after a two-year hiatus, he is back on stage at the end of this month with a new rendition of his popular show called Saxy Vibes. And Don Vino, welcome back to Cape Talk. It's lovely to chat to you again.
How are you doing? It's good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Where have you been for the last 2 years?
Oh man, trying to survive, eh?
Yeah, where's everybody been? In lockdown,
hey,
and
it's been
trying
crazy
to hold it together. I'm so glad that you have survived and made it through to play again. I mean, what have been some of the challenges you've faced in these past 2 years?
Well, obviously performances and gigs and stuff like that, you know, not getting to do what we love doing, you know, and that's make people happy with our music and just bless the world with our talent, you know. And I'm just glad we're back, man. Just glad we're back. I mean, 2 years is so long. 2 years is so long. We were going to do our show in 2020, and then we got stopped in our tracks.
Yeah.
You know, and now we're back, and bigger and better than ever. We're doing Saxy Vibes 4.0, the fourth installment of the show, and yeah, look, we have 2 years to plan this thing, so you know, this is going to be out of this world, man.
2 years in the planning and rehearsing, it better be. Tell us about, I know that the show is happening at the end of the month, Saturday the 27th of August. Give us the details of the where, the when, and how much, Don.
All right, so 27th of August at the Good Hope Christian Center in Ottery, and people can get their tickets at Quicket. Front row seats are sold out, which goes for $300, but you can get still balcony seats, and under the balcony there it's at $250 and $260 and $280. That's the price range for those.
Okay.
And I've got amazing artists with me, man. I've got three SAMA award-winning artists on my bill. How often can one say that? I've got Luis Obala, I've got Jimmy Nevis, and Ernie Smith.
Wow.
And then also I've got Cape Town Boykie, Alistair Isabel, man.
Nice.
I'm glad to have him on this one. And then we're making some space for our up and coming artist. There's a young lady called Hunter Rose. She is absolutely phenomenal.
She's fabulous. She's had her on the show. She's fabulous.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, so you know what I'm talking about. This girl is fantastic. And when I got her to say yes, I was over the moon. And then I've got a songbird from Paul called Lauren Erasmus. She is also an amazing singer. And then also a couple of other artists, man. And then obviously I'll be there jumping on stage, doing my thing, you know. So it's going to be a fantastic show.
It sounds like Cape Town, the old, the new, the young and the restless, and all the best that you can put on one stage. It sounds like fabulous fun. Don, I mean, really great to know that you're back on stage, and what an exciting lineup to have with you. Saturday the 27th of August is when it's happening, and you're looking for tickets on Quicket. Search for Saxy Vibes 4.0. Don, we're going to play out the show there with one of your tracks today, just to say it's so good to know that you're back, and thank you for not giving up over the last 2 years.
You.
Hope it's going to be a sold-out success on the 27th.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Don Vino, always great to chat to you. And this is From Elsie's to the World.